Hello, our Lord Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house throughout the world. I'm doing this audio from an office in my house in Plano, Texas. I want to give some instructions to the body of Christ. In John chapter 15, Jesus talks about bearing fruit. And in Matthew 7, Jesus said, you'll know them by their fruit. By their fruit. He talks there that a good tree will bring forth good fruit, and a corrupt tree will bring forth corrupt fruit. And a good tree cannot bring forth corrupt fruit, nor can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Back to John 15, Jesus says, I believe it's maybe verse 8, that bearing fruit glorifies God. Glorifies God. John 15, I believe verse 16, talks about, states something like this. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you and sent you forth that you should bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. So, all of my years in the ministry, I've just always looked to bring forth fruit. I knew a Methodist, a United Methodist preacher, a good friend of mine, met him in 1977, Dr. William Canapax, pastor of the First United Methodist Church, McKinney, Texas. He said to me, I'll always remember you as a brother seeker. I said, you're absolutely right. That's all I want is a brother, sister, mother. When they, in Matthew 13, or maybe 13, when they came to Jesus and they said, your mother, brother, and sisters are looking for you. And he stretched forth his hand over the multitude. And he said, my brother and my mother and my sister are those that do the will of God. In the book of Luke, he said a similar thing. All he said, my mother and brother are those that do the word of God. And I'm a doer of the word and nothing else. I want to bring forth fruit because that fruit glorifies God. Now, I've been traveling two planes with 16 of us on two planes. Started that back in April. And missed May, but we've done two planes every other month since. Well, now I believe God is directing me to take one plane and take a group with me, and they happen to be first four young men, the quartet. They need to be strengthened. That's the purpose of my ministry, is to strengthen them and change them and bring them forth as fruit. So I will be taking them with me. Also, I'll be taking the Browns, the Brown family, or group, and that will be the three boys and three women, because they will be doing songs, at least two or three, and the one they're doing now, and very well, is I'm Looking for a City. So I want to bring those people out and strengthen them where they can minister more faith. So I'll be taking them with me to Joplin and South Bend in December and January. Now, after that, I'm not sure what I might do, but that's what's in my heart now. And I've told you the purposes of it. Also, in Joplin, we'll have Glenda Shane come and do a couple of solos on the piano of songs. Also, I'll have the Hurleys join me in Joplin. So, I've laid this out, given you the purposes, and I'm going to obey God as I always do. So now you can tell what God is doing with my ministry. God bless you. Good night from my office in Plano, Texas.